So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Beis ruled Kalazvachim Shenizbechu Shalei Lishma and Ksherim Lishlei Olu Lebailam Hashem Chayva. All carbonists that were slaughtered for the sake of a different carbon are valid, but their owner has not fulfilled his obligation. The Gemara now brings sources for the requirement of Lishma in all four Avodas. Zvicha or Shchita, slaughtering, Kabbalah, receiving the blood in the Klisharis, Hailacha, conveying the blood to the Mizbeach, and Zrika, sprinkling or applying the blood on the Mizbeach. Regarding Shina Kaidish, the need to bring the carbon for its own sake, the Torah writes several psukim regarding a carbon shlam. Shchita, Vim Zevach Shlamim Karbani, the Torah could have written Vim Shlamim Karbani, as it usually writes, Hamakar is Dama Shlamim, Hazarik is Dama Shlamim, referring to the carbon as a shlam. Therefore, the word zevach is extra, and so we expound the pasuk shetei zvicha l'shem shlam. One should shecht it l'shma for the sake of a carbon shlam. Kabbalah, hamakrev is dam hashlam, and we expound shetei kabbalah l'shem shlamim. Kabbalah also requires l'shma. Zrika, hazerik is dam hashlamim, and we expound shetei zrika l'shem shlam. Zrika also requires l'shma. Haylacha, v'ekrivu b'nei aron hakoyanim es adam, and we expound zu kabbalah sadam. This refers to kabbalah. And apik rachmana b'lashon haylacha lememra da haylacha leitavka machal kabbalah. By using this term for kabbalah, the Torah is teaching us that haylacha has the same requirements as kabbalah, namely that it should be done lishma. The Gemara explains why we could not have learned some of these avodas from each other. We cannot learn from Shechita, because Shechita is a unique Avoida, since it is possible to invalidate a carbon Pesach by slaughtering it for the sake of people other than those who can eat it. We cannot learn from Kabbalah, because Kabbalah is a unique Avoida, since the Kabbalah is invalidated if done by a Yisrael or by a woman. We cannot learn from Shechita and Kabbalah together, because both Shechita and Kabbalah are unique in that they must be performed in the northern side of the Mizbeach and also applied to a Karma Chatas whose blood is sprinkled inside the Heichel. Cannot learn from Zrika, because Zrika is unique in that a Yisrael is liable to the death penalty for performing this Avoda. We cannot learn from the three Avodah, Shechita, Kabbalah, Bezrika together, because these three are all necessary components of a carbon which cannot be avoided. But it is possible to bring a carbon without halacha, because one could slaughter the carbon right next to the Mizbeach. The Gemara now cites the source for the requirement of Lishma regarding Shinu Bailam, bringing the carbon for the sake of its owner. The pasuk says, "Uvasu zevach taydish lamav," and we expound, "Shtei zvicha l'shem tayda." The carbon tayda should be slaughtered for its own sake, and the me'ena in l'shina kaydish, tenei in l'shina bailam. Since we already know to shecht the carbon l'shma, this extra pasuk must be referring to shechting it for the sake of its owner. And as to shara vaydis, nemer zvicha b'shina kaydish, v'nemer zvicha b'shina bailam, the pasuk requires the shechting to be l'shma, both for the sake of the carbon and for its owner. Therefore, ma zvicha amur b'shina kaydish l'chalak to ben zvicha l'shara vaydis, av zvicha amur b'shina bailam l'chalak b'hen ben zvicha l'shara vaydis. Just as the Torah requires l'shma for the sake of the carbon, regarding all the other avaydis as well, so too we require l'shem bailam for the sake of the owner, regarding all the other avaydis as well. However, the Gemara rejects this source because Shina Kodesh has some chumras that do not apply to Shina Bailam, and therefore we cannot derive Shina Bailam from Shina Kodesh. Therefore, the Gemara brings additional psukim. The pasuk says regarding Zrika, "V'nirtzalei l'chaper lav v'lo al chaveiroi." Zrika must be done for the owner, not anyone else. However, we still cannot derive all other avoidas from Shechita b'Zrika, because malas zvicha b'Zrika sheken avoidas shechayov le'bachutz. One is liable for the iser shchutei chutz for performing Shechita and Zrika outside the Beis HaMikdash, but not for the other avoidas. Therefore, the Gemara brings a pasuk of Ayil Nazir, the carbon shlamim brought by a Nazir upon completing his term, v'asa Ayil yasa zevach shlam l'ashem, and we expound, shtei yasi yasa l'shem shlam, it requires l'shma, and this extra pasuk teaches us Shina Bailam. The Gemara explains that this pasuk is expounded using klal uprat uklal, general and specific terms. Yasa klal zevach prat lashem chazavakal. The pasuk begins with a klal, a general term including all avaydis, then the prat, a specific term referring to shchita, and then another klal. And so klal uprat uklal iata don elikein prat maha prat mefurish avayda ubeinan lishman avkal avayda beinan lishman. Shchita is an avayda and requires lishma, so too all other avaydis require lishma. The Gemara points out that there are two ways to expound Me'in HaPrat. Im HaPrat Mefurish Avoyde B'Chayovin Le'Bachotz, Avkol Avoyde B'Chayovin Le'Bachotz. Only avodas similar to shechita, such as those for which one is liable if performed outside the base of Mikdash, require lishma. Shechita v'zrika in, kabbalah v'alocha loy. This would include zrika, but would exclude kabbalah and halacha. Or, maha prat mefurish davar hatoyin safin v'yeshna mechatoyis hapanimiyis, avkol hatoyin safin v'yeshna mechatoyis hapanimiyis. Only avodas similar to shechita, such as those that are performed in the northern side of the Mizbeach, and applied to a karma chattis whose blood is sprinkled inside the heichel, require lishma. Shechita v'kabbalah in zrika loy. This would include kabbalah, but would exclude zrika. Therefore, the Gemara explains, ikal me'mahachi, v'kal me'mahachi. Shekulin hein v'yavayushnein. The options are equal, and so we include both zrika and kabbalah. Alternately, zrika medrav ashi nafka. We already derive shinabailam by zrika from the pasuk benirta lelechaper lav. The Gemara adds that we derive all types of shlamim from ayal nazar, from the extra mem in the word shlamim, because nichtev shalmi, my shlamim, l'rab is kol shlamim. And we derive shar kol kachim from the pasuk zeisa atayra, la'ilu ul'minchu l'chatas t'l'ashim l'amiluim u'l'zebech ha'shlamim, which lists the many different karbanis, and hekesh nakasim l'shlamim. Mashlam and bein shina kodesh bein shina bailam bein lishma. Afkol bein shina kodesh bein shina bailam bein lishma. The pasuk compares the different karbanas. Just as a shlam should be lishma, all karbanas should be lishma. However, the Gemara asks, heichad shachet lahu shaloi lishma lifsalu. Perhaps a karban that is shaloi lishma is invalid. Why does our Mishnah rule that kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloi lishma ksherin? The Gemara answers by citing the pasuk, meitzes sebasecha tishmar beasisa kashen nedarta l'Hashem lekecha nedava asher debarta beficha. And asks, "Hai nedava nederhu?" We're referring to a neder. Why does the pasuk call it a nedava? Therefore, we expound, "Im kamosh nedarta asisa yehi neder, b'mlav yehi nedava." If it is brought for its own sake, one fulfills obligation. But if not, then it is considered a nedava and is kasher.